This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Ahmed Shaarawy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about what we know so far in the development of the chaos in southern Syria, Saweda province. This is a war-torn state with no coherence whatsoever. The Druze, associated with the Israeli government and previously associated with the Assad government, are under attack by the Bedouins, Bedouin clans that dominate many provinces. However, the Bedouins are aided in some fashion by the Syrian National Army, which used to be called Al-Qaeda. The mix even gets more difficult to read when you look at the report that the Israelis Air Force has struck at certain tanks, military equipment, occupied by the Syrian National Army, which is abetting the Bedouins in the attack on the Druze. And Ahmed puts it all out and doesn't come to a conclusion other than the fact that we have a state, well, the New York Times says after the Civil War. Perhaps there's another name for it. Looks like chaos, anarchy. Here's Ahmed.
Again, as I stated, some of these militias, Druze militias, were remnants of the Assad regime. So they still have some of their weapons that they've retained since the fall of the Assad regime. On your point about the Bedouins, yes, they're closely aligned with the government in Damascus. The government in Damascus even facilitated the entry of reinforcements coming from the Daraa province, which borders Saweda and which is composed 99% of Sunni Arabs. So there's no Druze presence there. So there's some sort of coordination and collaboration on that side. For the Druze, again, as I stated, they have weapons, they have armored trucks, maybe not to the extent, or maybe not to the level of the Syrian government or the Syrian army, but they've been capable of defending themselves in the two previous incidents this year. But yeah, I mean, these Bedouin tribes, again, they're independent of the state, they're not part of the army, but they collaborate and they're aligned